Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shirim and Hiddur Mitzvah. This is the 11th Shir. Based on what we said earlier, we will now continue and discuss the Beis HaLevi, Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Zayin, and the Machlokas Rambam, Mila, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, with the tour, Yeridea Reis Samach Dalet, based on what it says in the Sugi and Shabbos 133b. And if you have Tzitz and Shana Makmas HaMila, if you have these straight straps of skin that aren't Makav the Mila, that if you didn't separate and during the week, on Shabbos, you don't go back and cut them. If you are in the middle, in the midst of the milah, then you're allowed to cut them. Just you don't lo chozer impirish lo chozer aleim. If you separated, then you don't cut them. But if you didn't separate, then you're allowed to on Shabbos you cut them. What about during the week? According to the Rambam, even during the week, pirish, if you separated, stopped the bris milah, you don't chozer, you don't go back and cut these tzitzim she'enam ma'akvin. Whereas the tour holds that during the week you are chozer on the tzitzim she'enam ma'akvin. Just on Shabbos, if you're a pirish, she'enam dochas on Shabbos. But so the machlokes is the chol. On Shabbos, if you're a pirish, everybody holds not to cut them. During the week, the Rambam says pirish eino chozer, and the Torah says pirish chozer. Now, we see there in the sugya that midin zekhe levanveu, there's a mitzvah on the tzitzim she'enam ma'akvin. So why does the Rambam hold sheba pirish eino chozer lehem gam b'chol? Why don't you do the zekhe levanveu during the week? So the Beis HaLevi explains, in the aforementioned tshuva, that the only time there's a mitzvah of hiddur is imasiyas hamitzvah. You can only have hiddur together with the mitzvah, but you can't have hiddur without the mitzvah. And therefore, kol shapiresh v'nigmar hamitzvah ein makom l'hiddur b'loy mitzvah. If you separated, and the mitzvah was completed, there's no room for hiddur without a mitzvah. It's called hiddur mitzvah. There's no room for hiddur without a mitzvah. So therefore, in pirish, according to the Rambam, b'chol, eino chozer aleihem. Why not? Because there's no room for a mitzvah without a hiddur mitzvah. He says that the tour agrees to the ikar hayisod, that there's no mitzvah without a hiddur, there's no hiddur mitzvah without a mitzvah. Just the tour holds that mitzvah smila is a mitzvah nimsheches. It is a continuous mitzvah, and that a person's mohel is not an aril, and therefore the hiddur is always with the mitzvah because a person is always considered mohel. So memela, it's the mitzvah right now as we speak. We're all doing the mitzvah of bris mila. How gishmak is that? And therefore, it's pashat him for this reason. Shemish kvar yotzei dechovas nitilus dalad minim. Somebody who's already yotzei the arba minim, there's no reason for him to take now the more mahudr, because the hiddur without mitzvah is garnished. So therefore, you have to have hiddur with a mitzvah. Just the tour holds that by tzitzim, the hiddur is always with the mitzvah, because during the week, if you're parish, you go back and do it, because as long as the person's mole, he's still doing the mitzvah. So that's how he explains the machlekes Rambam tour. However, in the Chidushim of the Briskerov, his grandson, Hilchos Chanukah, he explains Machlokas Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah 4:1 with the Ramah in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph Beis on the Din Mahajan Min Mahajan and Ner Chanukah. According to the Rambam, the Baal HaBayis adds Neiros Lefi B'nei HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis adds Neiros according to the number of the members of the household. And according to the Ramah, it's the Baal HaBayis who does it according to the Ram. According to the Ramah, no, the Bnei HaBayis, like we do it, they light themselves. They add the extra neiros. According to the Ramah, the Baal HaBayis does it. Brisker Rav explains that the Rambam holds, like the Beis HaLevi, that there's no hiddur without a mitzvah, and therefore the Baal HaBayis does it all. However, right, if the Bnei HaBayis did it, the people of the household did it, then it would be hiddur mitzvah without a mitzvah. Ramah holds, he goes b'shita satur, that you do back the tzitzim akvin, even b'chol, because, according to the Brisker Rav at least, you can have hiddur mitzvah without a mitzvah. And so to buy lakas neiros chanukah, you have hiddur mitzvah of the lighting the extra candles without the ikar mitzvah, the one candle. And that's not like the Beis HaLevi, that there's no hiddur mitzvah without a mitzvah. No, he holds there is hiddur mitzvah without a mitzvah. And therefore, b'ner chanukah, you can do the hiddur alone. Beis HaLevi learned that's not true, that you can't have hiddur mitzvah without a mitzvah. So then what, according to him, is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramah? It's not shaykh hiddur mitzvah without a mitzvah. So how does the Ramah hold that you can You can have the lighting of the Bnei Bayis as hiddur without them actually doing the mitzvah. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Shein omnam shehidur sheyashno ha'idei noi v'yofi v'dayin lo makom kishikvan la'aseh ta'mitzvah. Hiddur that you have through beauty, ein lo makom, has no place when the mitzvah was already done. Why? Kevin she'achshav ein mitzvah b'noi v'yofi ela noi bilvad she'eino klum. Hiddur that we have by noi and yofi, hiddur that we have through noi and yofi, has no place when the mitzvah was already done. There's no mitzvah to be done now with noi and yofi, because the mitzvah was already done. There's a mitzvah to do with beauty, but the mitzvah was already done. So how can you just have the beauty? However, as we explained at length, there is a mitzvah where all you have is the mitzvah itself. You're just mekayim the mitzvah b'stama, and there's a ma'aseh shel kiyum en ha'muvchar, doing it in a choicier way, in a preferred way. And there you have a vanveyu to do the mitzvah men ha'muvchar. That's what we said, the vanveyu is doing it in a better way. It shows your chibah l'mitzvahs, shows your kavod l'mitzvahs. You're giving chashivas to the mitzvah. So in such an instance, even if the mitzvah was already done b'stama, the mitzvah wasn't done in a mitzvah min ha-mufchar way. And therefore, you can have a chiyuv from the din of anveyu. And if so, we can say that the machlokas of the Rambam, the Tur, and Tzitz and Shein and Ma'akvin is not if the milah is a mitzvah nimsheches or it's a chiyuv on one ma'isa. If it's a continuous mitzvah like we thought that the Tur holds, or it's one ma'isa alone. Rather, it's machlokas behidr on the Tzitz and Shein and Ma'akvin. It's a machlokas on what the Gemara talks about the hiddur mitzvah tzitzin and ma'akvin. The Beis Halevi says that it's pashut to him that the hiddur is the beauty of the gili ha'atara sheyesh na'adei asaras tzitzin. You remove those tzitzin, those strips of skin, and therefore there's a gili ha'atara one's revealing the crown of the bris milah, and that's more beautiful. That's a din of noi. Aval bepashtus, it's not an inyan of noi. Like the Ravitzel Blazer was already masik in chelik beisim and lal di ramaschel beikar. It's not an inyan of noi. Vade mistaber the ikar is a mitzvah ma'isa amila she yisodu ba'asaras ha'orla. It's removing the orla, that's the mitzvah, and there's hasaras orla stam, you're makayim the mitzvah, and then there's a mitzvah and a mufkar to remove it completely, and that includes the tzitzim she'ena ma'akvin, those strips that aren't makiv the mila, that aren't critical to remove. And on that, there's a chiyuv of vanveyu. There's a discussion of removing the skin of a katan who's mesurbal bebasar, to remove the extra flesh, to be megala the atara. But if it's not part of the orla, then enam al daber. There's a dion like that, but there's no reason to have a dion because we're talking here about the mitzvah. Mitzvah men ha-mufchar, not the Gili ha-Torah, the beauty of the Gili ha-Torah, but the mitzvah men ha-mufchar of lahasira legamrei, the completely remove the skin. The kevin shikra of a mitzvah men ha-mufchar hu, l'chein yeshno adaver gam lebasar asiyas ikar ha-mitzvah. Since the ikar is mitzvah men ha-mufchar, therefore we can have it even after asiyas ha-mitzvah. Even after a siyas ha-mitzvah, you can still perform the mitzvah in a preferred way. So you remove those tzitzim she'ena ma'akvin. So that's da'as ha-tur. Da'as ha-tur is that even after you finish the mitzvah, you finished. It's true. But now you're chozer on those tzitzim because it's a more mitzvah and a mufchar tikka way of doing the mitzvah. Ma'ashen ken l'da'as ha-rambam, it's an inyan of noi, of yofi, of beauty. And like the Beis Halevi says, there's no inyan of noi without a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is already done. So maybe that's the machlokas. But according to the Beis, according to the Torah, it's a mitzvah and a mufchar to remove the orla. And you can have a mitzvah and a mufchar. Now you're doing it the preferred way. So even though you already did the ikar mitzvah, now you're doing it the mitzvah in a preferred way. You're upgrading your mitzvah. That's fine. But if it's just a matter of beauty, you can't have beauty without the mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam holds, that you're in Chol Eino Chozer Aleihem, because you already did the mitzvah. Now just to do the beauty, there's no inyan at all for the noi. Maybe that's what the Rambam holds. Or maybe the Rambam holds that even mitzvah and amufkar, you can't do it unless you're doing it with the mitzvah. And therefore there's no din chazar and tzitzit shein makvin, but that's not mukhruch at all. And therefore the Torah argues, and he says, no, there is a minyan of mitzvah and amufkar even after you completed the mitzvah. When you talk about Hadlakas Ner Chanukah l'mahadrin, that's not an inyan of beauty, as we spoke about earlier in a different shir. Rather, it's a doing the mitzvahs min amuvchar in an ideal way, the way Chazal wanted you to do that. Chazal were metakin boifin shel kiyum stam. There's one way of doing it, stam to be mekayim the mitzvahs. Another way of doing it, boifin shel kiyum mitzvah min amuvchar. To do it in a more choicier way, in a more ideal way. And there's another way, yoyse min amuvchar, mahadrin min amahadrin. So, like we said, in such an instance, there's a you can add on to the kiyum on the shalom in amufchar. Now you're doing it in amufchar. You're upgrading the level of the mitzvah that you did. So mimela, there's a hiddur to do this upgrading, and that's why the Rama writes that you can have hadlakai de b'nei besa, because they're doing the mitzvah in amufchar. So we saw by mila that the Torah holds that you can add on to the mitzvah in amufchar even afterwards. And the Rama holds the Shita Satul, that when it comes to Ner Chanukah, you can also, the Bnei Bayis can light afterwards, because even though they're doing their own thing, the mitzvah's already been done, but now they're upgrading the mitzvah. So you can do mitzvah and a mufkar even after the mitzvah. The Rama holds, kanireh, that you don't have, like we said, according to one side, there is no mitzvah and a mufkar after the mitzvah is already miskayin. And that's why you don't go back on the Tzitzim Shenam Akvin. And that's why you don't have the B'nai Bayis light the candles. Because you can't have a mitzvah and a mufchar without the actual mitzvah. So that is, like the Brisker Rav said, that's a l'shitasim. The Rama is l'shita satur. And how's the Rama l'shita satur? The Rama is l'shita satur insofar as that we're dealing with a mitzvah and a mufchar. So mitzvah and a mufchar, you can do the mufchar even though you've already done the mitzvah. So you can do the Mahadran even afterwards. You can do the Tzitzim Shena Makmin even afterwards, even after your parish. And the Ramam's Lashita, so there is no mitzvah and mufchar without a mitzvah. And Memela ain't chosen at Tzitzim Shena Makvin. And the Balabais has to light and nobody else. So that is a possible gisha in the this machlokas. However, what we'd like to do in the next year is to say a different pshat. And then with that, hopefully we'll get to the Gemara and Shabbos, and we're going to see Niflos Mitaras Hashem. So this was a super gavaldic. It's great. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Bashiur Abba, B'li Neder, Anachem Namshich, Ba'yudel Lechem Me'od Me'od, Me'od Me'od Me'od, שהאזנתם. שלום שלום, אהובי ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.